pass on the mountains, one pair of hands on the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, this is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world, WWCR 5890 on your radio dial. Glad to have you in here, wherever you may be listening. Maybe that you are tuning us in with the computer downloads, wherever that you may be contacting us, and however that you contact us is a matter of interest. I hope that you enjoy the program tonight. Got a great one. Tonight, global population boom. Sounds good, huh? Well, if you only knew the stress that it was putting upon the earth, water, which is now a factor, but the main factor that I would like to address tonight, since that October the 31st, I believe that's Halloween, by the way, quite appropriate maybe for the spooks that's coming out in this message tonight, going to appear with the facts that there is a people in the earth that are facing extinction. That's what I'd like to raise the alarm bell tonight. To warn a people upon the earth, my people, he said, are the fewest people upon the earth. Now, we do know that the world's population will reach 15 billion by the century's end. 15 billion people. Now, that's going to double plus the population that we have right now by 20 and 50, just a few years down the road, we're going to 10 billion people. 10 billion. Now, if we've already got a strain on our natural resources and the ability to supply the foods, the clothing, the warmth, the shelter, the energy, water, and the things that it takes, to produce in this world, we're on limited time ladies and gentlemen, and it may not even matter except to identify out of this message of they that inherit the earth. For while the world population is exploding, Western peoples are dying, and not a single European nation, except Muslim Albania, has a birth rate that will enable it to replace its present population. Now, did you hear what I said? Not one Western nation is going to be able to replace its present population. We're going to Europe, we would think, with the British Empire, and we think that England is a Caucasian nation, but it's not. It's not. The majority now is of colors other than white. Same way it's getting to be in all the Western nations, where we're losing by mid-century Western man, now that's the Caucasian man that I'm talking about, will be down to 12% of the world's population. Now, I believe, truthfully, it's lower than that. Now, when these facts and figures are factored in by the UN Population Fund, which, like I said, on October the 31st, will announce that our planet has now climbed to 7 billion people. Well, the spooks are coming out, ladies and gentlemen, and one of the spooky situations that we're facing is the extinction down the road of the Western man that has dominated the Western nations. Let's take the United States, for instance. A Western nation with 300 plus million, and out of that 300 million, we will be a minority in our own nation. Now, this is frightening. We have now changed our Christian values. We can no longer pray in public or in a public school or a function that is sanctioned by a public place, like, for instance, the courthouse. We can't even quote the commandments. Western man, why have we lost after 250 years? Now, we know that the Roman Empire fell about the same time that the United States of America is due to fail. Now, unless there's a divine intervention, and I believe there will be, because the Bible specifically talking about the populations and the rates, the birth rates, that will not be able to replace its own population in the nation. In other words, the nation of the United States is a dwindling Caucasian nation. France is a dwindling Caucasian nation, as is Germany and Portugal and Spain and England. I just mentioned England. So these are nations that will not be able to replace its present population of originals, such as the white Western European nations that have flourished for the last 150 to 200 years, with the United States itself in its 250th year of existence, where we now have the inability to replace the originals with its present population. In other words, we are a population in vast decline. We're not going to last another 100 years. And the extinction of these out of the 10 billion people by mid-century, we will be a minority population among the growth rate that is going on in the Caucasian growth rate. It is gradually declining to a point where it's almost alarming. 12% of the people, let me give you an example here, in the demographic winter of the Western nations has set in, and there ain't nothing we can do about it. We're being overrun by immigrants, not of the Caucasian kind. Let's just take Russia, a white nation. Between now and 2050, Russia, a nation of roughly 140 million people, will dwindle down by nearly 150 million at the breakup of the Soviet Union, which they had 150 million. It's on schedule to lose an additional 24 million people in just a short time. Hypermortality is a word that demographers use in discussing Russia. Well, what about Germany? That's a white Aryan nation. Germany will lose 8 million of her roughly 82 million people. Now, there's not 82 million white people in Germany. So out of that reduction of 8 million, the largest portion of this will be the Caucasian people that are to be born in the future in Germany. They're going to lessen by 8 million people here in the next 10 years. The Ukraine, largely Caucasian, has lost 6 million people since the liberation in 1991 from Russia. And it will lose another 10 million by 2050. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's sad that the population of Lithuania, 8 million people in 1990, will by mid-century have fallen 30% down to 5.7 million. What's going on? Is there some kind of a diabolical plan to destroy a people with genocide and you not hear anything about it? Your pastor buddy is 20 years ahead of my time, sounding the alarm that we are in a fallen state of repair. There's no hope except these days be shortened. And I'm going to tell you what I believe that the Father has got in store for the earth and the peoples on the earth, as in the last days there will be wars and rumors of wars, nation rising finally against nation. Now, this war that I'm talking about is genetic. Britain, talking about England, will add 12 million people here in the next few years. 12 million. But since immigration from Britain is bleeding the population and the birth rate of her native born, that's the Caucasian, it's been below zero population growth for 35 years. And the UN is factoring in immigration from the old colonies in the Caribbean, the Middle East, and the Sub-Sahara, and South Asia. That means that the overflow of these strangers coming in, they're mixing with the population, and there is a scripture in the Bible that warns about genocide of the population of the Caucasian race. We are few. Straight is the way, and narrow is the gate. The Bible is 2-4 and about one family in the earth. This one family started from one loin of a man called Jacob in biblical times. And since then, the trick of the ancient Israel scattered abroad among the heathen, and here we are a population in decline among the heathen. The Bible would go as far as to say that he would put hooks in their jaws and drag these strangers into our country if we didn't obey him, if we didn't look up, if we didn't pray, if we didn't seek his face, if we didn't stand in the gap and be a watchman on the wall for this world genocide plan, diabolical as it is. It's working to perfection, except these days be shortened. There shall be no flesh saved. Now, let me explain that in just a moment as we go into the biblical application of explanation for you, where we're talking about this population from the word hypermortality. We're facing a decline of our population, and no one is alarmed about it because no one actually sees these figures before them or spiritually comprehends through the ability by Yahweh to show you things to come. Unless you're praying, unless you fast, unless you ask and seek and knock for the information that will save you like it saved Noah in the days of the rebellion of the days that it talked about, that except those days be shortened, they would not be any flesh of Jacob Israel saved. At this time, instead of Jacob Israel, it was Adam. Unless that Yahweh would shorten the days in the days of Noah, there would be no flesh saved of Adam. Adam was a type of the one that could blush and show blood in the face. And this is a dying breed, as I'm speaking to you tonight, about the immigration problem that is in Britain, that is in Germany, and all of these Caucasian Western nations have been overrun by the immigration of those who would seek to come in and take your place on the earth and to root you out or to remove you from the presence of the actual accounting that we are now given account for here tonight, 25 years ahead, where the panic button in 25 years will once again be pushed. Will there be any flesh saved of Adam or of Noah? Well, ladies and gentlemen, with the medium age of European nations rising toward 50 and above and a growing share of the population over 65, the continent is going to need millions of young immigrants to maintain the labor force. and to cope with the seniors and the elderly in retirement centers, assisted living facilities, nursing homes, and these things that would produce surges and surpluses in the population where we have an abundance of people here on the downgrade, if you will, on the slippery slopes of the time because of this diabolical plot of Satan. Why would Satan want the Caucasian to disappear from the earth? Number one, they come from Adam, the ability to show blood in the face, the one that could blush, and these Caucasians are now a minority. Soon to be 25 years from now, we will be a critical minority. As people are coming from continents and countries with population surges, for example, let's go to the African continent. By 2050, now just a few years down the road, at the time we will begin to push the panic button on behalf of the Caucasian race as they mix and mingle in with the other populations and destroy their own kind. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, that will never happen. We'll always have white people upon the earth. Oh, really? Then why was the question asked again? Will there be any flesh saved when I return? You say, well, that was talking about all the 7 to 10 billion people that we've got on the earth at this time. No, it wasn't. The Bible says in the end time, when he brings a halt to time, time will be no more, when the angel sets one foot on the land, one foot on the sea, and announces that there will be time no more. Now, why? By 2050, Africa's population will double from 1 billion to 2 billion people. Now, we've got 2 billion in China, 2 billion in India, and we'll have 2 billion in Africa. That makes up 6 billion people just on those non-Caucasian Western nations. That's Africa, the continent of Africa, China, and India. Now, the 6 most populous Islamic nations, now we're going to factor in Ishmael's seed and talk about Ishmael and his seed in relationship to the coming Third World War that I'm prophesying that will be the key to all of this that I'm telling you tonight. We're fixing to have a world war, unprecedented world war. It's going to involve all the nations of the earth one more time, and for a elimination of these growing populations that we have on earth, to where that we could at least cut all of these population factors down significantly to make the elite, that's what they're planning, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to say that they're planning your demise, not only the Caucasian races, but the undesirables of other races, where there will be an elite, less than 1 billion elite left on the earth. The rest of them, which would have a combined population of millions upon millions to the billion range, and with that, more than one-third of that population would be destroyed. Now, how it's going to be destroyed is in biblical proportions. The sea is going to turn to blood. what that really means is that the sea is going to become so contaminated that nothing will live, including those that fish within the waters or its food sources and things of this nature, and large populations will die off as a result of inability to feed themselves. And so then, there is a plan to destroy 2/3 of the world's population to leave only 1/3 to exist after the Third World War is over with. Now, we lost 9 million in the First World War. That was just a small drop in the bucket. We had twice that number wounded, 18 million, 18 to 20. And then along came World War II. We lost millions of people during that war. But it wasn't enough. We recovered quickly. We started gaining with the population one more time. And one more time, we're told from Albert Pike's book that exposed these Illuminati and their plan, and that plan called for even back in the 1800s, when this was a young, fledgling nation we were hanging on with just a few, and now we've become the many that is slated for extinction. Wars, conflicts, disease, and things of this nature are planned upon a people so that they can commit genocide to destroy the enemy, which takes you back to Genesis chapter 3 with the seed of the serpent. These serpent races have now climbed to a majority in the world. Now, this seed of the woman, which produced what we're talking about, the Caucasian peoples, now who are a minority and will cease being a majority in the United States or the Western nations. I'm talking about the Western nations. The other nations have always been filled largely with these populations of peoples that we're talking about, from Ishmael, from Abraham's seed, and from the owls that the Gentiles possessed, and the heathen were flourishing even in the times past. But now, in the end of the world, we're having these multitudes coming upon our nations here in the West, the Western world, and they are literally telling you by their coming that they're coming for a spoil, and that's what the Bible says, they're coming for a spoil. So what do we do? If you would notice that multiculturalism has failed miserably in the Western nations. It's worked for the enemy, who we've been encouraged to promote multiculturalism. But for the Western man and his future, we are coming to a sad end where that we will have even a seed. Except those days be shortened, they will be no flesh saved, like I'm talking about, of the Caucasian race, which is from the family of Jacob, which came across the world, did marvelous things like the Bible said they would do. But what's the future? Well, let's look at Russia. They don't have 1/10 of China's population, and they will not hold onto the ground that they possess, the earth, that portion of earth. it will be given over to a continental nation twice China's size, and China needs to expand. Already, the Russian Far East is being inundated and invaded by Chinese crossing the rivers of the Far East to work, even as the Mexicans cross the Rio Grande to occupy or reoccupy lands torn away from their ancestors in 1836 up until 1848. They're coming back to take a spoil. And that's what the Bible says. Now, the future of the West. We don't have a future, ladies and gentlemen. We are a dying breed. Right now, the alarm bells are not sounding. No one is getting excited about it. Because where we're at, the white race is dominant, or it seems to be. But suddenly, without your knowing it, this will creep up on you unaware. The land has been filled with strangers, and they come to take a spoil, and what we mean is they will marry your sons and your daughters, they will mix your bloodline with this multicultural teachings that have gone on for the last 75 years, and we will be exploited by those who come for that spoil. Now, we know that Yahweh says in the Bible that they would come into our land. But he set conditions on it. If you will love me, if you will keep my commandments, I will guard your borders. I will watch for you as watchman on the wall. I will stand for you and I will love you as the apple of my eye. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that hasn't happened. We haven't watched. We haven't waited. We haven't listened to instruction. We haven't kept his commandment. We fell away. And except there come a falling away, the end, I'm talking about an end of a people, will not happen. But just as sure as I'm preaching to you tonight, 25 years ahead of my time, I'm warning you right now that we will be exploited by all these other races who are coming in, and they will succeed in the final conquest of the Western nations from which they come. Now, let me show you about the United Nations mandate. We would think that they are friendly toward us as a nation, and that they would have our interest in mind. But in Augusta, Georgia, the National Policy Institute, a group that has meshed the figures on fertility rates with the continents and races that are on planet Earth, to visualize what the world will look like in 2060. Guess what? In 1950, whites were 28% of the world population. Africans were 9%, with a ratio of 3-1. In 2060, the ratio will remain the same, but the colors will be reversed. The whites will be down to 9%, and the others of color will be greater, twice greater, three times greater, four times greater, or a 25% of the world's population with the reversal of the African ancestry will be 25% of the world's population, with the others being Asiatic. The whites dwindling down to the percentage that I gave you, 9.8%, which I believe it's already at 9.8%. No one is sounding the alarm. But it is a foreseeable problem for the future when we must address other wise, we're going the way of the Mohegans, which was a destruction of a people that wanted to stay strong and mighty, but were failed from within. And so it is with us. Arabic peoples, like 94 million at the birth of Israel in 1948, outnumbered 7-1 by Europeans, will rise to 743 million in 2060, which is a 10-fold increase. And will then be 75% of the figures of the white population at that time. So it's going to be a reversal. The whites are gradually dying, can't reproduce themselves. Well, we've been told by the modern, on-the-go, up-to-date woman, she has to get a hysterectomy or have an abortion or take her innards out to prevent her from having children. Now, the children of color are put on some social system and paid to have extra amount of children. That's the reversal. And by 2050, a fourth of all the people of Eastern Europe will vanish. The Ukraine will lose one-third of its population. Russia will lose 150 million with the breakup. And they will be down to less than 100 million. And this will then become a slow dying race or breed that will no longer be accounted for. They will be pushed out of their land, and they will be given third world status. And ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a painful transition of seeing the great white race that once existed in the earth, was promised to have seed as the stars of heaven and the sands of the sea, if these people, a family, would obey Yahweh and keep his laws and not mix with the world. Keep yourself unspotted from the world. Have nothing to do. Don't bring their daughters and marry them into your sons. Else, Yahweh would take his blessings away. Listen to this now. With Russia's east of the Urals outnumbered 100-1 by the Chinese, there's little doubt of who will control the oil, the gas, the gold, the timber, and the natural resources of Siberia. And with them in Siberia, they could look straight across the Bering Strait to Alaska. And what would keep them from coming and taking over Alaska? By 2050, Iran's population will have risen from today's 71 million up to 100 million. Pakistan will add 84 million to reach almost 300, which is the total U.S. population for comparison. Afghanistan's population will triple from 27 million to 80 million, and Iraq will go from 29 to 62 million, and the destinies of these nations will be beyond the capacity of an aging, dwindling, dying West, and they will therefore dictate to these dying nations that I'm speaking of tonight. Therefore, the scripture will come to pass, except these days be shortened. Let's read the scripture here in the book of Genesis. The Bible says that Noah was righteous in his generations. Now, that word generation is badly translated. But if it was properly translated, this is how it would read. Noah was righteous in his genetics. He did not mix with the temptation of the world of that day. You see, we've already gone through this once before. What is to be's already been. And we're going right down the same, making the same mistakes as those in the days of Noah made, as they were eating and drinking and being merry, and knew not that this genetic warfare was coming upon them unaware. Now, ladies and gentlemen, how can we remedy this problem 25 years out from the panic button time that people will push in 25 years from now down the road? If it goes on uninterrupted with a population exploding like it is, we're going to have, by the end of the century, we're going to have 15, possibly 16 billion people walking the planet. Well, with the intervention of the diabolical plan of these world wars, which were designed to specifically burden a certain people that could make war, and that was the ability of the white Western Europeans who have fought the last wars and will fight the final war for the sake, they think, of helping someone, they think, when it will be engineered and designed to eliminate, finally, the Western European populations that cannot sustain themselves even now by reproducing to raise the levels to overcome the black and the brown and the yellow peoples, which is now changing the face of the old continent forever. Islam is now returning to Iberia, Italy, the Balkans, and the Third World War is coming soon to finish what the population explosion cannot remedy, and that is the total annihilation of America as a superpower and her people as a superpower people who have dedicated in the past their allegiance to their creator, Yahweh, and to obey his laws and to walk in his ways and to keep the faith and not to deny his name. America, according to the research center of the United Nations, the Hispanic population of the United States will triple. Now, listen to this now. Imagine this. Will triple to 127 million by 2050. 127 million. They're going to be the majority. Mexico's population growing now to 130 million, and there will be no U.S. border or merger of the two countries or the linguistic, cultural, or social annexation of the American Southwest by Mexico, because the border will disappear. The 127 million will gain political voting power, and the politicians will court heavily the Mexican population, just like they're doing in 20 and 12. They're making concessions, and they are growing fast, and they're coming in unprecedented, unchecked, to claim the benefits that those who built the government for the people, not of the people, but for the people, of the different peoples that come in they're taking advantage now of our laws and using their own constitution to work against the majority of those who built the government, which has now become a declining minority, planned purposely, and we have no longer the laws or the powers politically to protect our way of life. No one listens to us. Three-fourths of Americans wanted restrictions on immigration. The three presidential candidates voted amnesty for the 12 to 20 million illegal aliens already here. And ladies and gentlemen, that is an understatement when we say 12 to 20 million. I believe we have that many in Texas alone. Maybe New Mexico and California for sure. Hopefully, the peoples of Asia, Africa, the Middle East, who are about to inherit the earth as we pass away, will treat us better than our ancestors treated them in the 5 centuries that Western men ruled the world. Otherwise, we're going to go out with a bang. Now, do you expect to be treated better? What was wrong with the treatment that we had? We opened up our country. We let them in. We gave them things they didn't deserve. We assigned them social services. And we paid the tab. And we're still doing that. And to indicate that we didn't treat them good, ladies and gentlemen, it's for sure, we will not be treated like we treated them in the past. Oh, you say, well, you brought slaves over here. Oh, did we? Who actually brought the slaves and started trading in slavery, human slavery? Who actually brought them in here for profit? Check the records. You'll be surprised. It wasn't the plantation owners down south that had boats to bring over the slaves. It was someone else that had an interest for bringing this into our country, this evil cancer and sores that they have inflicted upon our Constitution to give rights to people who had no rights and who changed our Constitution and permitted us to step out of the way and them to step into the power modes through political advantage, just like we were talking about the 127 million growing in the Mexican-American family, where they will be the majority by 2050. The whites will be second, and the blacks third, and just a few years, maybe less than 10, after 2050, the whites will be the third on the list. They will be the minority in the nation. No longer the majority, but the minority. With these political bases forming to bring about what we fear the most. I don't expect to be treated any better than we treated our immigrants when they come in here and it came upon our land looking for homes. We refuse no one. We let them come in. Now we're letting 20 million illegals, with the president voting down the wishes of the majority of the people in America wanting us to stop it. And they act like their hands are tied and it's a vain attempt. But ladies and gentlemen, just like the World War II decision to sanction Italy for a colonial war in Ethiopia, London destroyed the front of Britain and France and Italy and Mussolini forged to contain Germany and drove Mussolini straight into the arms of a Nazi dictator that he actually loathed. And we had these formations of these things that we didn't approve of, and they were passed in support of the enemy and not for the benefit of the white Western European countries, where we have now give way, and in the next 50 years, we will become the minority breed of Americans. The Europeans will already, they are already, just go to England. See who's really running England. It's not the crown, the white Western Europeans. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the peoples that are forcing politically in the streets of London right now, burning the flags of the nations that they live in, despising those that have rule over them, and we are in a blunder, fatal blunder, if you will, and we will reap the whirlwind just right down the road. It's not going to take long until we will have what is called the beginning of the end. Now, the Bible talks about that, and let me speak just a little bit in regards to that statement, the beginning of the end. The Bible, it can be sheltered from the things that most people don't know is coming. There's a lot of fearful things in the heavens that you can look for that could be coming your way and could be an omen for you that the end is near to a people that Yahweh chose from the foundation of the world, not the most people, but the fewest people. And this fewest people have become the minority when, if they would have served Yahweh, they would have been blessed and become the majority. I'm not talking about the Jews. I'm talking about Israel and the Western Caucasian nations scattered abroad who could have had the land of milk and honey. We gave it away just like the Israelites of old. We've made the same blundering, blind mistake. We have made leagues with them. We have agreed with the treaties with our enemy. And we have brought their sons and their daughters and miscegenated in with them. We have now become a multicultural people that is reaping the whirlwind of our efforts. Yahweh bless us. Yahweh keep us. Yahweh give us grace. And Yahweh help us. Because he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven and heal the land. Nobody's praying. Nobody's seeking. The panic button is not pushed. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. 25 years from now, you that are listening to me that will be alive, hopefully, you'll know what Pastor Buddy's talking about. I tried to tell you 25 years before this would come down to a point that would be so critical, except these days be shortened. Except there come a falling away. Now, in Christianity, we think in terms of everybody falling away from Jesus. That's not what it's talking about. Everybody that falls away from the commandments of the covenant that Yahweh made with his people forever. And for those who faithfully keep his covenants, and his commandments and read his Bible and keep the law of his understanding. I'm not talking about the compelling trials of the law to put you under bondage. That was not Yahweh's intention. Yahweh wanted you to keep yourself genetically pure, not to mix with these other peoples. They're okay where they're at. And Yahweh made them, and Yahweh saw that it was good. But he doesn't want a nation to mongrelize their blood away through mixing of the seed. Yahweh is against that, never was for it, and never will be. And we're paying the price for doing so and being encouraged by people who claim to be God's chosen. And no doubt, ladies and gentlemen, they are those that Christ spoke of in the gospel when he mentioned there are those who say they are God's chosen people. They won't be. But you'll believe it. You'll be deceived by them, and they would deceive the very elect. Turn back before it's too late and hear the word of Yahweh. Walk upright and serve him and fear him. Keep yourself unspotted from the world. And take this heed tonight as a warning for you down the road when the panic button will finally be pushed and you'll look around. And there will be none of your kind left. And you will be forced to hear Yahweh say, except there come a falling away. It's bringing the end toward us, folks. You see, the wicked were eating and drinking and being merry. That's the many. The few had been, if you will, miscegenated off of the earth through mixing and the multicultural systems that we've installed, the communist system, which has now destroyed England, France, and Germany, and America, and all points between to where the Caucasian people congregate, had been blessed by keeping the faith, by reading the Bible, by praying, and living by that rule. The day we fell away miserably, and the end is promised genetically before Yahweh's people. He will cut it short. So be ye also ready, you know not in what time that the Son of Man shall come. Well, you listen to Pastor Buddy, and I'm talking about the extinction of a people. Genetic warfare, genocide, if you will, secretly engaging against Yahweh's children. It is the serpent and his seed warring with Yahweh and his seed, the woman's seed that is on the earth and doesn't know her time and doesn't know her God is coming soon after a people that's kept the faith and hasn't denied his name. If you'd like to write me tonight, you can do so by writing Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee. Zip 37874. If you'd like to call me tonight or any time and leave me a message, 423-351-1082. If you'd like to go to our website, Brother Bob has our website up to date. You can go there and listen free of charge and have access to a world of information, a whole wealth of information. If you would like to do so and take the time to do so to save yourself, you can go to oneyahweh.com. That's oneyahweh.com. O-N-E, one Yahweh, Y-A-H-W-E-H, oneyahweh.com. And go to our website, and you can receive at your fingertips a wealth of information that will confirm the message I've preached to you tonight. May Yahweh bless you. May Yahweh keep you. And may Yahweh open your eyes before it's too late. Take the wake-up call now. Don't wait until there's 10 billion people against you and against your kind who has nothing in mind but self-destruct you and to help you off the planet. May Yahweh bless you in understanding, and as I've said, may you keep the faith. May you never deny his name, and may you look up for your redemption draweth nigh. We're coming down to the final out and the final tick on the clock. And the Bible warns you what's happening in that day. They shall be eating and drinking and being merry. Now that's the people's of the population, but a people that's responsible, a people that can blush, a people that can know him. If they turn away, if they quit seeking him, the end will come quickly. Because Satan has got a plan to utterly destroy the people that Yahweh chose. And ladies and gentlemen, he's done a good job, and he come to kill, steal, and destroy. May Yahweh bless you. I'll see you next Saturday night on the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. May Yahweh bless you, and may Yahweh keep you.